up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go once again, ladies and gentlemen. It's another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour coming your way here on the radio, the computer, wherever you happen to be listening to the show this week. Glad to have you with us as I sit here in the second floor studio gazing out the window at the snow flurries going by here in northern Minnesota. Yowzers, what a week, huh? Trust you all made it through the holidays, the Christmas season, and all that good stuff. And now we're rolling right into 2017. Man, no matter what you do, you can't slow that kind of stuff down. You know what I mean? All right, fresh batch of records. Over the holidays, of course, was in the attic getting Christmas decorations out and all that sort of thing. And it's like, as long as you're in the attic and you're freezing anyway, because the attic is uninsulated and you're up there, it's like, well, might as well dig out a couple more boxes of records. So I sorted out another pile of polka records. And I can't guarantee that we've never heard any of these, because there could be more than one copy of some of these records. But as far as I know, this could be pretty fresh stuff today. Let's just start the show out with Frankie Kramer and his orchestra and the Pork and Chops Polka. Go the Pork and Chops Polka there, and the Frankie Kramer Orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and I just realized, first show of 2017. Not that that's all that darn amazing anyway, but hey, it is the first show of 2017. So glad to have you along with us for another year. Once you start, you know you're hooked. So even if you weren't on the show before, now you're hooked because you're listening. So we're all good, I'm telling you right now. What do I have to report? I don't know. Man, what a week here in northern Minnesota over the last week. Ice storm with a pile of snow that was wet. Snow that had rained mixed in it, and it created ridges of snow where the plows went that turned to like ice. And I don't, there's some, you got to get a front end loader to move some of this stuff. A plow is of no good to you. And I, fortunately, our driveway we did right away before it hardened. But man, I am telling you what, we're going to need to get like a big axe or something and go out there and start chopping up snow mounds. So the, wow, that's what happens when you burp in the middle of the show. So the plow can, So the plow can bust some of this up. It's a mess. Now we have some snow flurries. We had a couple of inches of snow overnight. Holy cow. That's why we live up here, though, because we love all this exciting weather. Yeah, right. I think it's time for an Oopie John record. Did I say Oopie John? Because it's the Oompa Hour, and he's Whoopie John, so Oopie John kind of makes sense. Anyway, it's the Minneapolis Polka. Whoopie John, that's the Minneapolis Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. We get together every week and spin all these great old-time records. And that's what we do. They're actually phonograph records here on turntables and everything. It's amazing technology, I tell you what. A lot easier than all that complicated electronic gobbledygook. Let me tell you that right now. Hey, don't forget we have a hotline, too. You can call in a request for the Oompa Hour. And, of course, we don't answer it on the show because you could be listening to this any place, any time, in any time zone. Due to the syndicated nature of the program. But you can leave a message anyway. Area code 218-259-2985 gets you in touch with the Oompa Hour. You can also email oompahour@aol.com. Just that easy if you'd like to make a request. All right, now this record's a little bit different. We played a lot of great old-time records from the Matties Brothers, M-A-T-Y-S, Matties. I always say Matties Brothers. And this is a little bit different. I think this is far earlier in their career. And it's an early record that had been sent to a radio station. Back in the day, you know, they used to just send records to radio stations and the disc jockeys would decide which side they liked better and they'd play the record on the radio and hopefully it would be a hit. Well, it didn't take long before record company people started figuring out that that the disc jockeys could play either side and maybe the side that you really thought should be the hit didn't get to be the hit. Or all the stations were playing different sides and so it wasn't turning into a hit because they weren't getting airplay of the good side of the record. So they would either wind up putting a crummy side song on one side or putting the same song on both sides, but then they didn't get to double up on the publishing royalties. It's very complicated. But this one's got a big sticker on it that says, "Play this side, please." So this was a side they thought was the good side anyway. Matties Brothers, this is called Dixie Danny.
Boom, 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 boom. Dixie Danny's a two-beat daddy with the boom, 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 de-addy, boom. Way down in New Orleans, he plays the meanest music. Dixie Danny's a two-beat daddy with the boom, 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 de-addy, boom. He rolls them in the aisles whenever he smiles. You ought to know that's where the crowd is staying. They love him so.
they stand and cheer when he starts playing. Dixie Danny is a two-beat daddy with a boom, 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 the yaddy boom. They call him Dixie Dan, a Dixieland man. Boom, 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 de-a-de-boom, de-a-de-boom. Dixie Danny's a two-beat daddy with the boom, 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 de-a-de-boom. Way down in New Orleans, he plays the meanest music. Dixie Danny's a two-beat daddy with the boom, 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 de-a-de-boom. He rolls him in the aisles whenever he smiles. You ought to know that's where the crowd is staying. They love him so, they stand and cheer when he starts playing. Dixie Danny is a two-beat daddy with a boom, 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 de-a-de-boom. They call him Dixie Dan, a Dixieland man. Boom, 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 de-a-de-boom, boom, boom, de-a-de-boom, de-a-de-a-da.
So that's one of those records that gets stuck in your head after you hear it. And we have established many, many months ago here on the Oompa Hour that sneaking in something that kind of has a little Dixieland feel to it was entirely appropriate. And the Maddie's Brothers did tons of great old-time records. And there they are with Dixie Danny here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now, if you've been listening to the show, you know that we use a record by Dick Piller and his orchestra as our theme song. It's called the Polka DJ Song. And we use it, you know, to open and close the show each and every week. And there are other songs, old-time songs about radio and polka DJs and stuff like that. There are even some songs that are dedicated specifically to certain radio stations and have the call letters right in the song. Here's a great one from Johnny Prell. This is called Polka Radio.
Polka, polka, polka radio. I turn on the radio, I tune into the polka show. The DJ's playing all my favorite songs. Some golden oldies from the past, the Dynatones and the new brass. Little Wally's good old sing-along. A new release just out today by Jimmy Sturr, man, he can play. And Eddie V, I love the way he sings. By request, a special choice, a classic by the Golden Voice, then one by America's Polka King. I love my radio, my polka radio. It cheers me up whenever I feel blue. I love my radio, my polka radio. It plays the polka hits for me and you. Sure sound grand, I love Renata's all-girl band. Happy Louie's happy trumpet sound. Dick Piller's got a lively beat. Ray J moves my dancing feet. Next we have the boys from our hometown. Chicago's push, we all agree. They play the finest harmonies. And TBC, they always sound so right. Yes, all across this polka land, we meet so many polka bands. They play for us in our homes every night. I love my radio, my polka radio. It cheers me up whenever I feel blue. I love my radio, my polka radio. It plays those polka hits for me and you.
There you go, that's Johnny Prill there, Polka Radio, here on Polka Radio. Ha ha, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, great old-time records. Every week, polka records just like that one there. And I kind of made a mess during that record because I'm trying to clean up some of these records that we pulled out of the attic over the holidays because some of them are pretty dusty and I want to play them. So I'm trying to clean while I'm spinning the tunes this week. And it's getting a little out of control. Let's just go over here to Joe Risitar in the orchestra and the Cry Baby Polka.
Cry, baby, cry. Cry, baby, cry. Cry, baby, cry. Cry, baby, cry.
Joe Risitar and his orchestra, Cry Baby Polka, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, and basically I'm sitting here scrubbing dirty records with a polka beat. That's what I'm doing, because I was just cleaning up one we're going to get to after the next one we get to that was really a dirty record. And I don't know what the deal was, but the little record cleaning cloth here turned black with the gook that was on one of these records coming up. I don't know what's yuck. I don't know what's going on with that, but we're going to play it anyway here in a little bit. And we have Tiny and his Polka Boys coming up in a second after I tell you about a World of Accordions museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to pay a visit should you find yourself in the area. Or maybe you want to specifically find yourself in the area for that reason. It's a cool place to visit. Over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. One of the only places in the world where you can learn to repair and maintain accordions and concertinas and instruments of that ilk with their technician school. They always have a busy calendar of events with concerts and jam sessions and ethnic evenings and different things like that throughout the spring and summer. So what you really need to do is visit their website, accordionworld.org, and have a look around. There's some good photos there and a lot of information about the museum and the history. There are a lot of stuff, not just accordions and concertinas, not just instruments, but they have a beautiful concert hall. They have all sorts of history, paperwork, memorabilia, ethnic information about the history of the people that came to this country and brought all this great music with them. Check it out, worldofaccordions.org on the interwebs, the museum on Belknap Street there in Superior, Wisconsin. All right. Remember back probably 40 years ago now, there used to be TV commercials, and I don't even remember what they were for. I think they were like, was it not for like Tums or Pepto-Bismol or something, where they'd have the people sitting around the dinner table and the guy just finished eating and he says, "I can't believe I ate the whole thing." Remember that? Well, they made that into a polka. Polka.
fetch it. She did it all by hand. She cooked it, she baked it, she put it in a pan. I sat down, I laughed down, for I could not believe a super-sized kidoggy, and it was all for me. Can't believe I ate the whole thing. Can't believe I ate the whole thing.
There you go, Tiny and his Polka Boys, one of the few old-time records on the planet that actually fades out, which is kind of weird to me. Can't believe I ate the whole thing here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and I told you now that we had a record that I've been cleaning. I had to, like, spritz this down with record cleaner and clean it a couple of times, and my little record cleaning cloth just turned black from this record, but I want to play it just because I like the name of the band and I like the name of the song. It's just the name of the song is Krakowiak. Krakowiak, is that how you say that? From Buffalo, which I'm sure they're trying to say Buffalo, but they're spelling it cute. They've got Boo-Fah-Low. Krakowiak from Buffalo, polka by Walter Solik and his six hicks. I don't know where they come up with these games, these names. I cleaned her up, though. Let's give it a spin and see what happens, huh?
Thank you.
go. Walter Solik and his six hicks. I keep wanting to say six hits, and that would be incorrect. His six hicks there, and the Krakowiak from Buffalo Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Every week we get together, fire up these record players here, and sit here and play great old-time records. And here's another one, Claire Witkowski and his orchestra, This Old Man Polka. This Old Man Polka there, Claire Witkowski and his orchestra on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, spinning old-time records for you each and every week here on the show. Got a lot of goofball records. They got some great titles on some of these. I'm telling you what, I got Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks coming up to do Teach Me How to Yodel. I don't believe we've ever had that one on the show before. And I have Benny Bach and his orchestra, and I like the way this is titled. It's called Don't Get Married, John. That's it. That's how it's printed. It's Don't Get Married, .. John. So here we go with Benny Bach and the orchestra.
Done, and she will tell you, hon, the family has begun. No kidding,
son of a gun!
No, no, don't get married, don't get married, don't get married, no, no, don't get married, don't get married, John.
Always crying, don't get married, John.
No, no, don't get married, don't get married, don't get married, no, no, don't get married, don't get married, John.
Now, Aha, Benny Bach and his orchestra, Don't Get Married, John, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldies show, old-time records are the thing we're doing each and every week here on the show. Glad to have you along. Don't forget that hotline phone number if you have a request or whatever, question, dedication, area code 218-259-2985. Is the number where you can leave a message for the Oompa Hour. So, heck, why don't you do that if you want to hear something? It might take me a week or two to find it because the records are in no semblance of order here on the Oompa Hour. Helps keep the show a little spontaneous. Here's Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks and Teach Me to Yodel.
Will you teach me how to yodel, my cute little mountain boy? Will you teach me how to yodel and fill my heart with joy?
Just go 1, 2, 3, 4. Just go 1, 2, 3, 4.
Try again, once again. You can miss, just like Swiss. See you singing like the Swiss Caruso now.
Just go 1, 2, 3, 4. Just go 1, 2, 3, 4.
Swiss Caruso now.
Just go 1, 2, 3, 4. Just go 1, 2, 3, 4.
Aha, Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks there. Add Teach Me to Yodel on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Reminds me of that great Rod Erickson record, She Taught Me to Yodel. And we should play that, but not today because I can't find it before the show's over because we're like halfway through this sucker already. Yipes, how time flies. All right, saxophone players out there in the orchestra, raise your hand if you're a saxophone player and you're listening today. Mike Miskowitz and his Club Melody Orchestra do a little thing called the Saxophone Oberic.
Wymukać nie byłem zdrowy. Praktykowałem 4 godziny. Na myśli miałem tylko dziewczyny. Mukałem sobie na saksofonie, a tu ktoś dzwoni na telefonie. Co tam się dzieje? Ludzie pytali, czy jesteś chory, czy coś się wali. Masz już więcej. Sprzedawaj, synu domowy, sprzedawaj zaraz saksofonowy.
The saxophonist Oberic there with, who was that again? Oh, yeah, Mike Miskowitz and his Club Melody Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Hard one to read, one of those RCA 45s with the itty-bitty tiny-weeny print on there and the little bitty silver letters on the black background. It's toughie after you get to be my age. It's hard to see those little buggers. Buddy Bresner and his orchestra on the turntable now. Let's step it up a little with the Jubilee Polka. Buddy Pressner and his orchestra, Jubilee Polka, on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Old-time music to the world's what we're doing, because you can hear this on radio stations, you can hear this on internet streams, you can hear this on podcasts, so it really is. It's like old-time music for the world right here. We have not played a waltz yet in the show this week, and we always try to do a waltz. I'm going to work on that while you listen to Marv Herzog do the Rock and Rye Polka.
Thank you.
had Marv Herzog and the Rock and Rye Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Yeah, we always promise to get a waltz into every show. We have one coming up here in a second. I got to tell you about this purchase I made, though, because I think it's cool. I like creepy things, creepy dolls, creepy clowns. And I have in the studio on the shelf, I have a creepy toy clown from the 50s. And I have some ventriloquist dummies. You know, Charlie McCarthy and Dan O'Day are kind of creepy to today's kids. I mean, back when we were kids, they were fun to play with. You learned to be ventriloquist. You know, Edgar Bergen was a genius. Edgar Bergen was a genius. He did the Charlie McCarthy thing and did the whole ventriloquist thing on the radio. Of course you never saw his lips move. He was on the radio. I mean, I could do that right now. Hi, I'd like you to introduce you to my friend here. His name's Joe. Hi, Joe. Hi, Tim. How you doing? Well, I'm doing pretty good, Joe. You know, why do chickens cross the road? I don't know, Tim. Why do chickens cross the road? Because they want to get to the other side. Oh, that's so fun. Isn't that amazing? You saw my dummy. You did not see my lips move. Theater of the mind. Edgar Bergen genius. Anyway, so I have these creepy things on the shelf in the studio. And I saw this this thing for sale. And I had to buy it. And hopefully I can restore it. It's a doll. And her name is Serenade. S-A-R-A-N-A-D-E. Serenade. It's from 1962. Sold by Westinghouse, of all places. Has this doll. And she comes with her own record player. And you can play records on the record player like you would. But the cool thing is, or the amazing thing, or the weird thing is, the record player has a little transmitter in it. And the doll has a little radio inside of her. So you can see where this is going. So it comes with a record that's got, hi, my name is Serenade, and I'm your new friend, and we're going to play and dance and whatever. And you play the record, and you flip the switch to doll, and it transmits. Instead of coming out of the speaker or the record player, it comes out of the doll. So you can, you know, carry the doll around while the record's playing, and people think your doll is talking. Except her face is made out of plastic and doesn't move. But other than that, kind of like Charlie McCarthy. Anyway, so I bought this. And, of course, it doesn't work right, and the record player's been sitting for years, and it's all gummed up. But I'm going to try to take it apart and restore it and get it working. And I'm gonna put a little jack on it so I can, like, hook up an external sound, like an MP3 player or a microphone. And then I can leave the doll somewhere. And when someone walks in the room, I can, like, spy on them and talk in the microphone that'll come out of the doll. You know, like if the grandkids walk in and, you know, like, hi, Lucas, how you doing? And he'll be like, who's saying that? I am the creepy doll on the shelf over here. I don't know. I just thought it was the coolest, most ridiculous thing ever. And we'll have updates on Serenade, the creepy record player transmitter doll here in the coming weeks. We'll see how that works out. All right. Time for a waltz, for Pete's sake. I have the Lakowski brothers, Marshall and Clarence. That's who they are. And Baba's Waltz.
We left our wives at home with five other guys. Oh, we left our wives at home. We left our miniskirts at home.
Aha!
We left our miniskirts at home.
Oh-ho!
We left our miniskirts with five other skinny flirts. So we left our miniskirts at home. We left our matkas at home. We left our matkas at home. We left our matkas with five other tatkas. So we left our matkas at home. We left our babas at home. We left our babas at home. We left our babas with five other malpas. So we left our babas at home. Our cats at home.
Meow meow.
We left our cats at home.
Meow meow.
We left our cats with five hungry rats. So we left our cats at home. We left our babushkas at home. We left our babushkas at home. We left our babushkas with five other skorupkas. So we left our babushkas at home.
There you go, Marshall and Clarence, the Lakowski brothers, and Baba's Waltz. Probably not the most romantic waltz I could have played, but certainly an amusing one, huh? Coming up, I think what may be the scratchiest, most beat-up sounding record of the show this week. We should do that once a week, have the featured most beat-up record of the show. This may be the one coming up, but before we do that, we're going to do this important message.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, I told you we dug a bunch of fresh records out of the attic over the holidays, and some of these they've been played a few times, and I think I got this one cleaned up, but it sounded awfully fuzzy, but let's play it anyway. Joe Rock and his orchestra and the Lost Weekend Polka.
Jestem z wina.
The thing, you play CDs and all that fancy stuff, and you don't get that authentic phonograph record sound. The Lost Weekend Polka, Joe Rock and his orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I never understand, where do the record sleeves go while I'm playing the records here? I try to keep things tidy, and it never seems to work out. All right, kind of a mainstream record here, as opposed to a lot of the smaller record companies and smaller groups that do records. Russ Morgan and his orchestra, huge. Man, did they have records in the late 40s and early 50s especially. This is one of those. Here's Russ Morgan and the gang. This is the Cornflower Polka.
I'm in love with the cornflower, my future's looking fine. I'm in love with the cornflower, that lovely gal of mine. When we dance, her skirts really swirl, my head's in a whirl, oh boy, what a girl. I'm in love with the cornflower, that lovely gal of mine.
They played a tune they called the tulip. You sang a song about a rose. You did a dance, you called me tulip. With lovely music, goodness knows. They played a tune they called the violet. You sang a song called Fleur de Lis. Now won't you play the cornflower polka? I've got my cornflower with me.
There you go, Russ Morgan and his orchestra, Cornflower Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, first show of 2017. In fact, this show actually breaks on New Year's Day and carries through the week there, the first week of the new year. And it will only make sense to wrap it up with the New Year classic, Auld Lang Syne. And, of course, most people would play that by Guy Lombardo. But not here on the Oompa Hour. Heck no, if we were going to play Auld Lang Syne, we would play it by Lil Wally and his Harmony Boys, wouldn't we? Huh? Yeah, you bet we would.
Yeah.
Wally and his Harmony Boys and Auld Lang Syne here on Tim's Oompa Hour, and a happy new year to y'all from everybody here at the Oompa Hour, everybody, me and all these darn records, I guess. So there you go. Yeah, rolling into 2017 this week on the Oompa Show, for those of you keeping track. Show number 145, if you can believe that. Holy cow, I didn't think I could count that high.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced with the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by A World of Accordions Museum and the International Polka Association. We shall return to do it again next week. Keep the year rolling with plenty of polka music. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!